Good evening, GWA. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And for my very first post, I just wanted to say, hi, hello. And more importantly, to tell you, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, that you're all a bunch of bastards, seemingly intent on ruining my life with your audios. I found this place 1.5 years ago. 1.5 years of lurking in the shadows like a pervert in an X-rated movie theatre in a Mac. That's me. Because you don't know what it's like listening to you. Listening to you moaning and groaning, swearing, hissing through your teeth. Hearing all of those disgustingly sexy, slick, slippery sounds as you stroke yourself. Having to listen to that and be on the sidelines, unable to participate. It's torture. And I just couldn't bear it anymore. And now I'm here. I used to listen to you. The way you're supposed to listen. I'd make sure everybody was out. Lock the door, get comfortable in bed. Put my headphones in, close my eyes, and listen to you. And I touch myself, wishing they were your fingers. Get my fingers nice and wet and just imagine it was your tongue. And I'd use toys, bloody toys that aren't the same, they're not the same as what you could do. And I was a very good girl. I promise, I was. When you told me to do things, I did them. Willingly. Achingly compliant I was. I'd pinch my nipples at your request, run my fingernails up my inner thighs, tug my hair and bite my lip, squirm and just get off at how good I am at being bad for you. And I'd call myself those names, those awful names that I don't like, you shouldn't like. God, but nothing turned me on more than when it was you saying it. When it was you telling me to call myself a slut or a fuck doll, fuck toy. Oh, I'd whimper and blush and squirm on the sheets, just aching for you. But that's what I used to do. And then, insidiously, overnight, it wasn't enough, and the thought of going multiple hours, multiple days without hearing you was just intolerable. So I started listening to you at work. Bad girl. Bad, bad girl. You should not be listening to this kind of thing at work. I'd sit there on my lunch break and just pray that nobody cottoned on to the fact that my eyes were glazed and spaced out, thighs clamped firmly together and grinning at my phone like an idiot. I listen to you everywhere now. On the train. At family parties. Oh, that felt dirty. It felt so wrong, but I just couldn't help myself. It wasn't too long ago. I was at a garden party. I know, how quintessentially British. And I was wearing my silly little shoes and girly but demure summer dress. Pearls. Chit-chatting with aunties, cousins, family, friends. About all those polite, banal things. Oh, how was your holiday? Did you get here okay? How's work? Did you hear about so-and-so? And I just couldn't bear it. I couldn't tolerate the small talk and the chit-chat any longer. Not when there was this need, this ache in my skin just to touch, bite, and this throbbing, pulsing feeling between my legs. I excused myself. And I barricaded myself in the bathroom and slammed my back against the tiles, put my headphones in and just listened to you. Rucked the stupid pink dress with the flowers on it up my thighs. Didn't even pull my underwear down, I just shoved my hand in. Just shoved my hands in my panties and touched and rubbed furiously. Oh, gritting my teeth, trying not to make any noise. Just getting myself off for as long as I could get away with before people started inevitably questioning. Oh, where is she? She's been gone a while. Is she feeling okay? If only they knew that I was upstairs furiously fucking myself to the voice of a man that I don't even know his name, but I'm wriggling around as he describes bending me over a desk, ripping my skirt up, kicking my legs apart, and fucking me with his big, thick, hard cock. Oh. That was it, really? That was all I really wanted to say, just hello. And despite the fact that you're driving me half mad, I don't want it to stop. Oh, I like it. I'm having far too much fun. And I'm so excited to see where this goes. Good night.